Will the Senate come to order? Will members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Cowdery, French, McGuire, and Wilkin are excused.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain Mike Rose of the Juneau Christian Center.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great state of Alaska. Today, I ask that you pour out your blessings, your wisdom and favor on the men and women of the Senate. Ask that you help them with the decisions that are before them. God, thank you that you hear us when we call upon you. Your help in good times as well as tough times. You're an amazing God full of promise and hope, and we do ask that you help each one of us to trust you with all of our heart, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, so that you can truly direct our paths. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Senator Davis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 18th through 20th legislative days.
Madam President, good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved. Senator Hoffman.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests today. Senator Bundy.
Thank you. Good morning. I have a blessing of riches this morning, several people to introduce, and I'm old enough that I can say ladies first without being accused of being a chauvinist. Standing back here, if you stand, Michael, guest page, ma'am, you. I'm Carla. I'm sorry, Seth. Roll over, fetch. Excuse me, I'm old enough to not have much of a memory either. Anyway, I'm sorry, Michael. Michael Rice, right here from Fairbanks, is with us today as a guest page. She's from Fairbanks, as I said. She's with the Alaska 4-H. She's coming around visiting folks today. Presents a very good case for 4-H. She's 13, and she goes to Tanana Middle School. She's interested in law, livestock, and politics. I think she has a future here. And when she grows up, she'd like to be a lawyer. Would you please help me welcome her to the Senate? Now, I'm pretty sure that's Hannah over there, unless she's had a name change recently. This is Hannah Graff. She's from North Pole, and she's here with the Alaska 4-H and is also a very good spokesman for their program. She's in the ninth grade at North Pole High School, or is it high school or middle school? It is a high school up there. Okay, thank you. And she's very interested in politics and plans to become a lawyer and a politician, so we have lots of help. Would you please help me welcome Hannah? Now I have the great privilege of introducing two constituents, and they're in the gallery behind me. I'd ask them to stand, and we could hold our applause till we introduce both of them. Brian Like is from Anchorage. He lives in my district up near the zoo, for those of you that know the district. He's studying journalism at UAF, is planning to become a teacher. His hobbies include theater and Scrabble, so obviously we need lots of teachers as well. Next to him is Seth Holthauser, and Seth is a lifelong Alaskan, a UAA student. He's in the building construction program. He plans to major in that area. His future is that of a developer and a pipeline builder. Again, someone we greatly need. Would you please help welcome these gentlemen to the Senate?
And a further guest for introduction, Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Madam President. We're represented well from North Pole area today. I have another constituent in the Grove Gallery. It's Brandon Meston. He is a resident in the North Pole area, a senior at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and is majoring in political science with a focus in natural resource management. He's also a member of the ASUA UAF Senate. He has been for 5 years. That was a body that I was also a member of probably about 25 years ago. So if you would help me welcome Brandon, please.
Senator Stevens.
Madam President, it's a pleasure to introduce some
guest visitors from Kodiak, and behind me in the gallery, I'd ask to begin with their team leaders in 4-H and with their leader, Mrs. Colleen Halik. So, Colleen, would you stand up, please? And then the two students, they are Sylvia Cavanaugh and Kate Haligso. Please welcome them to the Senate.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's my pleasure today to introduce a student from Fairbanks, University of Alaska Fairbanks, Daniel Neitz. Daniel is from West Virginia, where I went to school for a few years. He's been in the state for 12 years, I believe, and he's a junior majoring in biological sciences, so much more the reason to support the BIOS building. And he looks forward to attending the WAMI program, and that should also be expanded as well. That's my opinion and his vote. So please join me in welcoming him. Thank you.
Are there further guests? Senator Ellis?
Madam President, it's a pleasure for me to introduce this morning a constituent of mine and a promising young Alaskan. He's in Senator Groh's gallery. He's a junior at the University of Alaska Anchorage, studying journalism and plans to attend law school. So for this young man, that's the 1-2 punch of journalism and law. Please help me welcome fine Alaskan Zach Lischka.
Further introductions. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. There are three individuals here that are your constituents that are in Juneau representing Massasoit College, the Alaska Coalition of Student Leaders. And if they would stand as I identify them, please. Adam Grisham. Yeah, Adam, good. James Wright, I don't think, is with us. And Cy Peterson. Cy, welcome. Adam is a second-year student in general studies, and Cy is a third-year student in computer science. In addition, James Wright, who's not in the gallery at this point in time, is someplace in the building in general studies as a second-year student. If you would please join me in welcoming these two constituents, Madam President. In addition, there are two young ladies here today. They're constituents of mine. That one, Cara LaRue, who's from UAF, and Cara's from Chugiak, and please welcome me, or welcome her on behalf of... And finally, a young lady that needs probably a little bit of introduction, but not much, who was previously a page in this body, is a resident of Houston. Somebody tried to scalp you earlier, but be that as it may, and then came from this body into work on my staff when we needed some assistance. And Carla McDonald, I can tell you, is one of those people that's multi-talented, work as many hours as it takes to do that, and she has a lot of youth and vigor to go along with it. Her mom and dad are certainly great Americans in my vernacular. And Carly presently attends Massasoit. She takes 4 courses there, as I recall, and takes 1 course at UAA. And please join me in welcoming Carla McDonald.
Are there any other introductions this morning? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
I have no messages from the House.
Communications.
The following reports have been received. 4th annual report to the governor and legislature submitted January 31st from Terry Thurbon, Chief Administrative Law Judge, Office of Administrative Hearings, Department of Administration, in accordance with AS 4464020A7. Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project Annual Capital Project Status Report from Sarah Fisher Goad, Acting Executive Director, Alaska Energy Authority, in accordance with AS 4483950B. Schedule of Compensation for Alaska Court System, Supreme Court Justices, Appellate Court Judges, and Administrative Director, Calendar Year 2007, from Stephanie Cole, Administrative Director, in accordance with AS 2220037D. Non-Residents Working in Alaska 2006, from Click Bishop, Commissioner, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, in accordance with AS 3610130. Report to the Senate issued February 1st from the Alaska State Senate Village Public Safety Officers Task Force, in accordance with Senate Resolve 6, 2007. Notification of availability for 2007 compensation and travel report of executive positions from Annette Kreitzer, Commissioner, Department of Administration, in accordance with AS 3705210. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 259 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council. An act repealing certain provisions relating to applications for medical assistance coverage, making certain provisions of Chapter 96, SLA 2006 retroactive, providing for an effective date by repealing an effective date section in Chapter 96, SLA 2006, providing for an effective date for certain sections of Chapter 96, SLA 2006, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 260 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council. An act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 261 by Senator Stevens. An act exempting employers from paying unemployment tax for temporary services provided by fishing vessel crew members and related to emergency oil spill training and response activities and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of a daily calendar.
House Bill Number 37, effective date added by Representatives Guttenberg, Kurtula, and Newman, Lynn, Faircloth, Holmes, Guerra, Harris, Johnson, Thomas, Senators Wilkin, Bundy, Thomas, Kukesh, Dyson, Elton, Ellis, McGuire, French, Davis, an act establishing the first Saturday of every month as Susan Butcher Day and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator McGuire Chair, Senators French, Bundy. Signing no recommendation, Senator Stevens. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 37 be engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're under third reading. Is there debate?
I should read it.
What should you read it? That'd be a good idea.
House Bill Number 37, effective date added. An act establishing the first Saturday of every March as Susan Butcher Day and providing for an effective date.
Now, is there a debate? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Today I have the honor of speaking for a bill honoring one of Senator Kukesh's constituents. HB 37 celebrates Susan Butcher's life. This bill recalls her accomplishments, tells others to take inspiration from her adventures, and to emulate her positive attitude in life. Passage of House Bill 37 would add Susan's legacy to six other great Alaskans who have been honored with days named after them. Susan's memory is an enduring celebration of life in Alaska at its best. Many have said that when Susan passed away, it was as though a bright light on the horizon had been extinguished. Susan started racing when there were few other competitive female mushers. Susan ran the first time in 1978, and she was the first woman to win the Iditarod, but she was not the first woman to win the Iditarod, but she was the first to win multiple times. Susan won it four times in 1986, 87, 1988, and 1990. She was awarded also multiple national awards over her career. More people have actually walked on the moon than have won the Iditarod multiple times. 12 have walked on the moon and 6 have won the Iditarod multiple times. Susan retired in 1994 to spend more time with her family. She has two daughters, Tekla, born in 1995, and Shoshana, born in 2000. Susan died on August 5, 2006 of leukemia. Susan was one of Alaska's most prominent flag bearers for our state's official sport. The dedication, positive attitude, mental and physical toughness, and loving spirit she showed through her whole life are truly a testament to Alaskan spirit. I urge you to join me in supporting both House Bill 37 and in commemorating Susan Butcher's life. Thank you.
Senator Kukesh.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of this wonderful bill. I was privileged to attend the funeral and was able to go to Fairbanks, and it's one of the few times that I've ever seen somebody come to Alaska by the name of Bill Gates or George Lucas. And I don't think any of us are going to have that kind of attendance at our funeral when that day comes. But it shows the kind of prominence and importance that people placed on the life of Susan Butcher. She was a great American, as one of our colleagues likes to say, and I think that she fits that category very well. She makes Alaska proud. She makes us all look good. And I really would appreciate the support of everybody on the Senate floor for this wonderful, wonderful person in Alaska's history.
Is there further debate? The question being, shall House Bill 37, effective date added, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All senators voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change the vote? Secretary will record the vote. Secretary will tally the vote.
14 yeas, 2 nays.
And so, House Bill 37, effective date added, has passed by the Senate. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the final passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection. Roll call vote is adopted.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 151, indemnity clauses and public contracts, be held until Wednesday's calendar.
Without objection, that will be held until Wednesday. Under unfinished business, Senator.
Please.
Back under consideration of the daily calendar, citations.
In memoriam, Liv Cheryl Gray. In memoriam, Frank Wallace.
Ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, citations on today's calendar are approved. Now under unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I would like to add a state affairs referral to SJR 48. Is there further unfinished business? 14. Okay, we'll do it on 14 then. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Dyson.
Thank you, Madam President. Permission to speak on disappointment?
On disappointment, Senator Dyson.
Thank you. This process is certainly fraught with lots of human frailties, and I bring my own to that. And but I was disappointed today. In Senate Finance, I was asked by the chair if I was comfortable with moving SJR 14 out, and I said, or in support of it, and I said no. And then on the record, the chairman said that the bill would not come up that today, and that we hadn't had any public testimony, and it would probably come up later in the week. And after all the testimony, then discussion on another bill, which also we had agreement was not going to move, I got up and left to go to another meeting I had scheduled. And as soon as I walked out of the room, a movement was made to move SJR 14. Nobody objected. Nobody even had the decency to call our brief at ease in order to let me get back up there. As soon as I saw it on a monitor, I headed back up, and it was too late. And I felt betrayed. I felt like the process was certainly inadequate, and I'm disappointed with the actions of the chairman. And none of my colleagues on the committee even said, wait a minute, Mr. Chair, we're had a tacit agreement here, and I think we ought to take an ease, let Senator Dyson return to the floor. Maybe it was just a human error. Maybe in the rush of things, people forgot. I thought it was an abrogation of the process. It was a breaking of faith. And this Senate is capable of better. And the people of Alaska deserve better. I'm offended. I hope everyone that understands what went on is, and that we can do better in the future. Thank you.
Further special orders.
I'd like permission to speak on the world will not end, Madam President.
On the world will not end.
Okay. It is true that we took up the resolution this morning. The bill sponsor wasn't there due to weather and the flight from Anchorage. And it was the first thing on the agenda. So I did state, as I recall, that we would go ahead and bring it up at another time. Most likely, you know, later in the week. I'm not sure on that one. But clearly it was pulled off the agenda at the first go-around. At the end of the meeting, after we had worked on Senate Bill 242, the bill sponsor arrived in the room, and from his flight delay out of Anchorage, and I took a brief at ease, and then it was decided that we'd go ahead and take action on that bill, that resolution. That resolution was held at a request to Friday, which actually ended up being moved all the way till today, and I thought that was adequate. Clearly, when there's an issue of concern that was brought to my attention, that resolution got another committee referral to State Affairs to make sure that there's adequate public process on that particular resolution. But I would highly recommend all members of the Senate Finance Committee stay in the Finance Committee during Finance Committee meetings. And if they're going to leave, they need to speak with whoever happens to be chairing it, myself or my co-chair. If we, from my own opinion, when I see somebody get up and leave the meeting, I figure they're not too interested or got other things more important. Clearly we have a large workload up there and we have a short time frame. And I do request all seven members, including myself, to be there from the beginning to the end of every meeting. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Shepard. Is there further special orders? Senator Sherry.
Thank you, Madam President. If I could speak on the recording.
On the recording?
Yes. Leader of the body to speak on the recording from the finance today.
On the recording from finance today, yes. Senator Sherry.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that people understand that when Senator Dyson felt like he got a commitment, it was pretty clear. The statement was that the bill would be set aside to a future date. There's been a request additional work be done. We're going to honor that request. We're going to set the bill aside and take it up in a future time, maybe as soon as later in the week. With that assurance, the senator felt that he could leave the meeting when all the work for pretty much was done for the day to go to another meeting. We all know that we quite often get double booked. So it wasn't, Senator Dyson didn't leave because he was disinterested in the bill. He had another place to be. And as he mentioned, he was still monitoring the meeting on the television, but just felt that with the assurances on the recorded record three times that the bill would not be taken up today, that he felt safe that he could count on that. Thank you.
Further special orders? Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10:45 a.m. Wednesday, February 6th.
Until 10:45 Wednesday. We are adjourned.